This is program number LW2145. Well, I've got a personal friend I'd like to tell you about today. Hi, this is Larry West. I think you'll find him interesting. Clyde is dead now. He died just a few months ago in his 60s. I saw him just 2 weeks before he died, as I would frequently see him with both of us traveling around the country quite a bit. Clyde spent 28 years behind bars. When Clyde was just 17 years old, he was the youngest prisoner in our history to be sentenced to die in the electric chair. He was on death row for 3 months. Under Governor Ross Sterling of Texas, Clyde's death sentence was commuted to life, though. Clyde told me as a young man he didn't want to spend his life in prison, so he determined to get himself killed, end it all. Before it was all over, he became known as the meanest man in Texas during his day. Clyde admitted that a total of 8 men were in their graves because of him. Reflecting on it, Clyde told me one night that he was involved in an attempted prison break with the infamous Bonnie Parker's husband. He was killed in it himself, and Clyde almost lost his own life from a bullet wound he got in the attempted prison break. Clyde spent 5.5 years then in an old abandoned morgue behind death row, a cell that had a steel door but no light. That morgue was sandwiched between 2 tall buildings. About 5 hours of daylight was all that the light that Clyde had. It was a place made just for him. You see, Clyde was not to be trusted anywhere else. The only thing he had to wear was his underwear. The officials were afraid that if he could, he might make a hangman's noose and hang himself. So Clyde slept on one of the 6 concrete shelves in that morgue, slabs where they used to put caskets, no bedding, no clothes. Clyde said that in this isolation cell, he had 3 steps to make from one end to the other, and he walked back and forth like a wild animal. Well, he wore holes in the concrete floor where he made the turn in each end, and he made those holes even with his own bare feet. Clyde was in isolation 13 years. Clyde told me that he had to eat with his fingers, and the roaches would come and clean the excess food off of them during the night. Well, Clyde was about to go crazy, and he told me that he knew he had to do something to occupy his mind or he would go crazy. So he asked for the only thing he knew the officials would give to him. He asked for a Bible. And he began to read it. He read and he read. He digested its contents. For months, he didn't have a light bulb in his cell in that Texas prison, so he took advantage of that sunlight shining through his one window the few hours of the day that he had, and he would commit even to memory passages from the Bible, all that he could. Then, after dark, he would go over those Bible passages again and again and again in his mind. When he could see, he would write them on the wall of his cell. Now, that's the best kind of graffiti you can write, right? As a result, Clyde Thompson saw a devastating thing happen in his life. To make a long story short, and by the way, his story is being considered for a movie these days. But to make a long story short, he became a dedicated Christian and was eventually, get this, granted full pardon and restoration of citizenship, something totally unheard of. He was set free, and he began working with ex-prisoners after that, and believe it or not, Clyde Thompson was responsible for winning more than 1,600 prisoners to Christ after that. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Thanks for letting me tell you about my friend, Clyde Thompson. I think you'll be hearing more about him in the future. His is a remarkable story, from death to life, from imprisonment to total freedom. What did Clyde find in the Bible that made such a change in his life, such an obvious change that he found himself moved from even isolation all the way to freedom? Well, I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel that discusses what Clyde found in the Bible. And this pamphlet is yours free if you want it. What is the Gospel? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.